Get up with Annie and Ando only on Joy.
6:07 for our first anniversary show.
Woo-hoo!
Annie and Ando here with you, celebrating with our producer Judd as well. And I introduced a ritual to you the
You made
last
me do something.
Yeah. I did. So if you didn't know.
Can you explain?
If you didn't know, I'm also a qualified wedding celebrant. And one of the rituals that I really enjoyed learning about when I was doing my course was the wine box and letters.
Did they give you tips and rituals at TAFE?
Yeah.
Oh, was that a whole standalone unit?
They even gave us a free book.
Is there one with, like, where you make a little doll out of their hair and then you put pins in it?
Yes, I'm giving that to Ando later on.
Bitter this morning.
So what you do is you get a bottle of wine and you write each other letters, and on the first anniversary, you open it. Or either first anniversary or the first time you have a big argument. What's you're meant to read the letters and reminisce and remember why everything is okay while you sip that wine.
I actually like the concept. I stupidly said, no, yeah, that's cool, great idea, Annie, see you, bye. And I didn't ask clarifying questions. So the first thing, you didn't tell me what I had to write.
Yeah, it could be anything.
So I thought it was a feedback opportunity. So I've written.
So you've written about all my flaws in a letter.
Every now and then, maybe two mornings a week, the dishwasher would be handy. You know, like maybe learn how to work the Nespresso pod machine so you could make me a coffee. Like all that. I've just written. Oh, I've got it all right.
Criticism.
No, not criticism. Feedback.
Yes.
No, I didn't. I'm kidding. I wrote nice things.
Well, the funny thing is, I bought us a bottle of special grape juice and.
Yeah.
You, I see, have also popped a bottle of special grape juice on the desk. So it's meant to be one bottle so that you both
That's not going to fix the fight. One bottle of grape juice is not going to fix the fight. So I've gone, I went to the cellar, got a lovely, it's got a bit of age, but in 12 months' time, because we won't have a fight within the next 12 months.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be, and inside the bag is the letter. So you have to seal this up with a note, open on the 21st of September 21.
That's right. Mine, I chose a 2020 grape variety that we could remember that this was the occasion.
Maybe
the
we'll give it a bit more years.
Give it a good grammar.
may I just ask?
Yeah.
How long do you think before you'll have your first fight from this point on?
Well, Annie said serious fight.
Serious fight.
Because we disagree often.
Sportsbet are offering $2.50 on before October.
On who?
Before October. Big blowout. Big blowout.
$2.50.
Yeah.
That's not a bad return, actually.
You're betting on yourself. You're going to go blow out.
You can't bet on yourself. That's like the jockeys aren't allowed to bet either, Annie.
Yes, but some people are dodgy. And I don't think it's you.
She's picking a fight. She's picking a fight already.
I'm betting that Ando will.
Big shout out to Tom Waterhouse this morning. Big fan of the show.
If you'd like to sponsor.
And the queer community. Alleged. No.
Let's crack on with some more gift giving.
Yeah, really? What? Now?
Shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. Let's do you want to go first?
All right. Well, no, I'm not prepared. I have to climb on my hands and knees and get under the desk.
Oh, okay. I'll give you one quickly then.
All right.
So the legendary story goes that last year you came to my Melbourne Fringe Festival show before we'd even been properly introduced, and you sat in the audience, and the next day we were on air together for the first time.
Yes, I did my research. It's like if I'm going to sit in a studio with this woman.
You were going to say crazy biatche.
I was, because the poster for the show, I think you were wearing one of those air freshener trees off your ear.
No, that was the following year.
Following show.
When it was polished. Same show, but better. And you gave me a raw chicken.
A raw chicken.
Because in my show I said that there was a mistake. That a kid had taken my work when I wrote my favourite food was chicken, and he wrote the word raw in front of it and embarrassed me back in high school. So you gave me a raw chicken and I was chuffed. I went home and I cooked it. But then I found out
you... corn fed.
Yeah. You are very passionate about the supermarket hot chook.
Yeah.
So you know what? It's taken a whole year.
I get the chook back cooked.
Yes.
Yay!
The chook is cooked, my friend.
Oh my God. It's
dinner
it's cold.
Is served. Well, what do you think? Do you think supermarket's open at 5 a.m. for me to go get a chook?
Do you know what I need to learn? I need to learn how to say thank you.
Yes.
Because my analytical brain instantly goes, did you realise the stuffing's better in the supermarket brand one than the free range? And you've spent the extra buck
I did.
And got the free range.
And it's Lilydale, where you're from, back in...
I went to high school in Lilydale.
See? It's got full of meaning. And I didn't even bother taking the price tag off because everybody knows it's $11 for a chook.
You did put it in the fridge overnight.
I did.
Yeah,
why are you licking your fingers?
Because it's got some... chicken fat on the outside of the bag, which is the best
chicken
thing
fat around the outside. Hey, around the outside.
Coming up, I'm going to give you something very, very special. It too is edible Anna Louie. Morning, Anna.
Yeah, morning.
Oh, it's our 1 year anniversary since Anna Louie and I sat in front of a microphone and went live to air. So we're celebrating this morning because we can.
We sure are. And I forgot to give you the card to go with that hot chook that I just gave you. Mm-hmm.
It's a cold hot chook.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find a supermarket open to give me a fresh one. And producer John was just telling us what he would have preferred was a bucket of skin.
I want the chicken. I want to be able to sit there on the long drive to Albury Wodonga that I'm not allowed to do. I reach in and just grab bits
and
of that
massage
yummy...
a bit of a...
The secret herbs and spices.
Herbs, yeah, 11 herbs and spices.
It does raise a question. You've just given me the card and I've already got the gift. Is what order, if you get a card and a present, do you always open the card first, Annie Louie?
I always open the card first. Have
it's
some
manners,
respect.
Isn't it?
But I think it's okay if you want to, you can't contain your excitement. Like, fair enough, it's your day. You're getting a present for a reason. Go nuts. Do what you want. And sometimes I'm very careful with the packaging. I don't shred anything.
You're not like a rabid dog just tearing you away. You've got to save it for later.
Are you?
Which you'll
either
never
of
use
you?
Again.
What's your preference?
I, as a kid, was... raised like and it was torturous because you can see it's the Lego because even though it's in and you just want to tear into it and mum would go Andrew open your card first and you it was yeah so I've opened your card now and I'm going to read it on air. I haven't seen this card before and I'm trying to open it but it's a postcard style card. It doesn't open.
No, it opens.
Oh, does it?
You might want to read.
Oh, it's upside down. I don't know where. It's roundabout. Australia's Best Radio Show 2020 Plus and possibly the world, featuring a white, gay, privileged male and some weird Chinese girl. Oh, it's too long.
You can just read the first bit.
Dear Ando, sometimes I crack myself up. This is one of those times I finished the card drawing and then realised everything is backwards. It's quite apt, actually. A testament to how unconventional we are. Break the rules. Get what you want. Happy first anniversary, you filthy... freaking animal. Was going to say homo, but I thought that that's a bit much. Wow.
First of all, you made a typo and stuffed it up and you just didn't want to buy another card?
It's called utilisation in the comedy world.
Oh, please, it's COVID times. You got to be resourceful.
It's quite beautiful. The colouring in is lovely.
Well, you wanted a laurel is what you said, that you hoped we'd win some awards so we could get that fern leafy thing.
Fern leafy thing, because all those comedy posters, everyone goes nuts with those laurels
You just laurel absolutely anything.
Yes.
Where are my laurels? I want my laurels.
I'm giving you a card first before your gift.
It's black. Doesn't even have a name on it.
Doesn't have a name on it.
It could be for anyone, Andrew.
I like to do a white... marker on black stationery and I couldn't find my white marker.
Ah, that would be fancy.
Yeah, so I had to use my
chair. Look at that. I'll show our Instagram.
It's a photo.
He's turned it black and white, nostalgia style.
And I've done it on a tilted angle, glued it to the front.
Check it out on Instagram.
Do you
live?
Have a photo printer at home?
No, that's why it looks terrible.
I think I can see the glue seeping through our face.
No, I couldn't. My glue stick had dried, so I had to sticky tape it.
Can I read it?
Yes, you can read it.
Okay. Hey, Chewy, thanks for 12 months of laughs, learning and support. You're focused, clever and dedicated to making great work and I love this. 2 exclamation marks. Here's to what the next 12 months holds, ... Ando. Kiss. P.S. Yes, the font is hand-selected. Papyrus, just for you. You know me too well.
I didn't wrap
Very
the gift.
Funny, thank you. Oh, he's passing through. Toblerone, personalised, get stuffed.
It's
get stuffed.
Annie and Ando. Can you pass this one to producer Judd, please?
What?
That's wild. Judd, it's coming through the door.
Oh, it's Toblerone, personalised, instead
delivery.
Of... because it's paper, so that wrapping is kind of paper.
It is.
Keep it nice because I reckon we can gel a photocopy them and use them.
Would you save it for 100 years?
All the way from Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Fancy.
Do you like Toblerone? You got nut allergies? Any of you got nut allergies?
I'm going to be...
No, I don't.
This is going to go down in one go, right down the hatch.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump into a quiz. We're going to go one question from our producer, Judd.
Okay. Now, we've been through a lot together, and, you know, I feel like I've got to work with you for the past year, so there are no winners or losers. I'm already a winner. But there are definitely winners and losers, and I am grading you.
Okay.
This first question would be for Ando.
Yeah.
I want to ask, before you play the clip, we've been through some traumatic things, including Annie getting into her very first car accident the way back earlier in the year. She's forgotten all about it.
I have.
Because she's had 17 since.
Shut up.
Here's the question, Ando. Where did she have her very first car accident?
Chapel Street.
Play the clip.
Bar was on Chapel Street.
Oh, yes, stops it. Yep.
Chapel Street.
Yeah, I can even tell you why
as
she was on Chapel Street.
I was doing this parallel park when suddenly I heard a crunch, and this guy was right up my butt.
In your grill.
In my grill.
In your back grill.
In my back grill,
Right, exactly, in my back grill. What you said.
I've never experienced it before, so I was passionate.
Well done, Endo. And why was she in Chapel Street?
She was going for a treatment.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to see my dermo.
Dermo, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, see, Annie, now the pressure's on. You're going to have to answer the next after the next question.
And will I make the same joke that I made last week?
Come on, let's do it. Hey, that was a throw. Were you having a dig at me and
no,
my
no,
girl?
No, 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 no. I often struggle with that. I'm like, am I getting better at comedy? Or if I could go back, I'd still make the same jokes over and over again.
And just say it louder and hope that they listen.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
26 minutes past 6, 17 degrees, balmy 17. Bit humid out there, a bit moist actually underfoot. With forecast top of 20 for Melbourne.
We have a text in on the text line 0427569949 if you'd like to send us some love, or head to our Instagram live at Annie and Ando and you can message us there and Judd will pass it to us. Happy anniversary.
Aww.
Best show on air hands down. Oh, controversial. Oh. Thanks for all the joy and laughs you bring in the morning, Miranda.
Oh, thanks, Miranda. That's beautiful. In fine font, she's written between 6 and 7 a.m. So that's yes, okay. All the other shows. Now, you mentioned that you've got something else for me.
I do.
I'm now feeling inadequate because... Oh, no, I've got something else, some more grape juice in the fridge for you.
Oh, excellent. Instead of giving you another gift, I'm going to give you an experience. On air, everyone. I'm very nervous.
I just felt a drip of perspiration leach from my pit.
But you laughed at me earlier for referencing Titanic, but...
Oh, no, Danny.
I think that you will be pleasantly surprised. When I whip out...
Oh, God, here we go.
...my recorder...
You found your recorder? I nearly bought mine today.
I bought a new
Come on, this is Annie Louie live on the recorder. Are you ready for it?
Talk about an experience.
Oh, my God. Your D's a bit off. My life. Oh. Wow. Oh, God. You just tuned in. Don't go anywhere. Seriously, don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Katy Perry, and I'd like to wish you...
Why, hello, darlings. This is M. Russiano.
Hi, this is Howie D.
This is Brian.
This is Nick.
And this is AJ.
And we're the Backstreet Boys.
Wow. Hi, this is Dami Imp.
Happy anniversary! Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you got all of those celebs to wish us a happy anniversary.
It's amazing. You just reach out to your network, Annie Louie, and you say, yo, Katy Perry, I know you're busy being a mum and with new bubs, but... It's our 12-month anniversary since being
and
on
she
air.
She came through.
She came through with a
hey. Sings the theme song for Annie's Kitchen / MasterChef.
I call that a collab between you and her, really. Hey, producer Judd, you've created this quiz for us that is about us trying to remember back over the last 12 months. I think it's time for Annie to have a go.
Yep, hit me.
It is, but this will be a double because I didn't want to put Ando on the spot, so to speak, but you'll understand.
Okay.
Now, we've had a lot of confessional. You guys have opened up to not only the airways of Melbourne, but the world.
Shed heart, soul and...
heart and soul things.
Am I going to regret it after this?
It's not about what Annie left on the kitchen sink.
What's that?
Or the laundry trough.
What's that?
I still have nightmares. Anyway, go.
Annie, we did an episode where we talked about things, about stealing things. And without revealing any, don't say anything. We talked about the first time we ever stole anything. And Ando shared a story about stealing something. Do you remember what he stole?
Mm. Oh, no. It's so familiar to me. Was it chocolate?
Because the product doesn't actually... They don't use that them is, very
Can we play
these
clip
days.
Number two?
Sure we can.
Yeah, this is how old I am. Back in the olden days, they didn't have scanners at supermarkets. Mm. So there was a price sticker on every product.
Yep.
And I always wanted one of those price guns. And there was this roll of spare tickets, like the little stickers. So I stole that. And when I got home and I started playing with it, my mum saw it and she drove me back to the supermarket and I had to apologise.
Yes. Wow.
I was so
What did you learn?
Oh, God.
You don't steal.
Okay, that's good.
What did you learn?
Great question.
Great question, Annie
Louie. But I didn't want to put Ando through that. I mean, the shame of reliving that experience, although we will get you a price gun one if they still exist.
Oh, clickety-click. No, I later on went to work at a petrol station and they had a price gun. Clickety-click. You know what I didn't realise? They're bloody hard to thread properly when they jam. Mm.
Yeah. And you got to keep blowing stickers. All right, rebuttal. What was Annie's first... Before you played clip three, what was Annie's first theft?
Annie's first theft? Are you trying to get us kicked off the airwaves?
You've already said it once. How bad could it? They didn't arrest you that time. Statute of limitations.
Oh, it was fruit from the Vic Market.
What fruit was it, though?
My first ever...
Dragon fruit?
...brush with shoplifting was being at the Vic Market, and I was being a little turd, and I thought I'd pick up some fruit and then try to put it in my pocket. So I remember picking up a lychee.
Oh, lychee,
box,
that was my thing.
You don't go grape or an apple, you go lychee.
Yeah, well, that what happened to me, what was convenient at the time. And then this little old lady, this old Asian lady, came chasing me down the aisles of the Vic Market.
Yes. Good one. Oh, you're winning.
Oh, okay, he's dominating.
I love this game. Can we go again? Number one, please. Another. I'm enjoying this. Hey, what's number clip four?
The next one's going to be for Annie.
Okay. She needs to
don't be jealous.
But this, I think this is how it's going to work. I hope I edited this right. So I'm going to play you a clip, Annie. We know Ando has some colourful language, some colourful descriptors.
Hey,
what is he describing in clip number four?
Let's get some lawn clippings and throw it inside a condom and tie the end.
What is that? What is he describing?
I have no idea.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know. You know, you said it. What is he describing?
Sausage.
No, a sausage.
Like food related. Like
it's food related.
A salami.
No. Well, think, what's green, Annie?
Herbs.
What's got green beer?
Chicken. Chicken chips.
Five.
No.
Let's get some lawn clippings and throw it inside a condom and tie the end. That's what a rice paper roll looks like.
Rice paper rolls.
Oh, you've offended all of our Vietnamese listeners again.
Someone forgot to deep fry them. It's like a spring roll someone forgot to cook.
If we haven't been kicked off yet, I mean, it's not going to happen. We're untouchable.
I'm really concerned about my mind. Like, my memory is absolutely in the gutter. How come I can't remember anything?
Oh, not gutter grubby. It's more...
Just down the drain is what I mean. I can't even remember the saying.
It's gone. Can't even remember the saying. Can we go again, please, Producer Judd?
Spin that wheel.
We can. So this is going to be for both of you.
Good.
Okay.
Do we yell first?
Say your name. This is going to be... Yeah, say your name. Okay. Your name's your buzzers.
Annie. It's yours.
We had a guest.
Thanks for reminding me.
We had a guest, Claire Sullivan. Very funny.
Claire Sullivan.
Do we remember having her on the program?
Oh, I remember.
She was amazing.
Great friend of mine.
And she was great. And she was lovely. Salt of the earth.
Yeah.
She challenged herself to eat a certain thing for an entire week. What did she eat for an entire week?
Oh, yes. It was written about in a Vice article, I think.
Oh. Chips? No. Tofu?
No. was it a candy? Like...
I couldn't tell you. It was a category of food. What kind of food was it?
Oh,
Nah, I'm blank.
It wasn't like a... It was just was like I sick this day? It's so familiar, damn it, I'm ready.
Shall we play clip number six?
I only ate Uncle Toby's, like, recess food for a week.
Yeah, that was it. It was junk food. It was sugary.
Yeah.
That was a good one, but I'm glad it got both of us.
And we've got Claire angrily standing outside. Come on in, Claire. Oh,
I thought you'd got that stoner lady, that like the one that I thought was half asleep or on something.
We'll play that back for you after this, because I've got the bloopers.
And coming up, Annie, I've gone and had a little chat with someone very dear and near to you and this show without telling you.
Okay.
So stick around.
Hey, this is Delta Goodrum.
Hey there, this is Adam Lambert.
This is Kitty Flanagan.
Happy anniversary!
So many celebs wishing us.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
And speaking of celebs, Anna Murphy is here, probably laughing at us because the Murphys have been on air for 10
years. 110
years.
Yes, exactly.
It's cute. Look
thanks.
At them.
Look, how cute. Remember when we'd been there a year? Yeah.
We can't remember. That's the thing about getting old.
Oh, no.
We just keep rocking up. How are you two? You having a good day?
Yeah, having a great time.
Happy anniversary. It's very exciting. I bought you a paper.
Yeah, thanks for this gift.
The custard bun.
It's very customary.
The custard bun. Funny.
You like the custard bun?
The Herald Sun. The Hun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that... You said that to me the other week. Oh, it was in the Hun, and I thought it was as Chinese. Like it's like Il Globo or whatever, which is the Italian newspaper. I thought you'd got the Hun.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a clue what you were talking about there, Nando, but that's just normal, isn't it?
Yeah. He tells me most of the time he doesn't know what I'm saying, actually.
No, that's not true. What's coming up on the show, Anna Murphy?
Well, today we have Mental Giants, of course, so let's see how that goes. We've got former Biggest Loser trainer, female entrepreneur and mother, Libby Babbitt's going to tell us how we can nourish ourselves with some wholesome food and get through this COVID crisis because a lot of us have fallen off the wagon.
Chunked up so much. Chunked I have up a succeeded bit. In the dad bod.
Yeah, yes.
Maintained it and some.
I was going to say me too, but I'll just say mum bod. There you go. Ken Burgess, Deputy CEO of Starhouse, going to join us as well.
Cool.
Talking about supports that are out there for the LGBT community. Mm. And also we have Jessica Malvoy.
Oh, my God.
No
joining
way.
Us.
Unbelievable.
The heaven.
Oh. Does she need someone backing on the recorder? Because Annie Louie, for me, is a gift.
I got my Yamaha.
Can I just say, Annie Louie, I didn't know that I needed to hear Titanic played by the recorder. I am
the people's hero.
I so needed that this morning.
Heaven. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Can you do us a favour and get some listeners back with your show? Because I think we've lost all of ours.
I loved that so much. It was actually frightening.
I'm taking requests. Judd says he wants Jurassic Park theme song. Anything from you? I'll work on it.
Can you do anything from Britney Spears?
Sure thing.
Toxic.
Anything for you,
I'm
babe.
Thinking Susan Boyle.
Come on, Andrew. You've just ruined it for everyone.
Something classical.
Classic? No. Yeah. No, thanks. You've been learning Frozen, so it's only apt we stay on trend.
There's a new Gaga song out. Do that one.
Rain on Me.
911.
Oh, okay.
Very controversial on the weekend.
Okay. Let's do our research. Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Ciao.
Cheers.
Up early.
Hey, Annie Louie, I mentioned before that I went and had a chat to someone without you realising. Yes.
Have
a listen to this voice.
Ah.
Hey, Annie Louie, I've done something without telling you, and I'm sorry in advance. I got in contact with someone very dear and near to our hearts and to our show, and you particularly. An amazing radio announcer, digital content creator. He's currently one of the world's best podcast producers, and we got to meet him when he was Joy's production director. Hey, Jack.
G'day. Did you read my LinkedIn page or something like that with that digital content creator flag there? I haven't heard that in a while.
You are a mentor and our coach, and I thought if I'd got the intro wrong, mate, that you'd slam me. So, yes, I've been stalking you online. Very accomplished man, aren't you, if you're someone so young?
Well, look, I'll take it. That's very nice. It's, you know, got to fluff out the LinkedIn page sometimes, fill in some gaps.
Oh, it sounded amazing. Hey, thanks for taking the time to chat with me. Annie didn't know that I was catching up with you, and I didn't want to involve her because I thought this is our one-year anniversary since the two of us were ever on air together, and you knew both of us individually and spent quite a lot of time trying to get Annie, you know, to be able to do the job on radio. No, I'm kidding. She's actually very accomplished herself. But I do want to know, what's made you such a big supporter of Annie Louie?
I don't know. I'm always, if I'm just answering sincerely, I'm always big on trying to use my privilege as a white male to help people, to help women and minorities come into different roles and people of colour, all that kind of stuff, and didn't make a conscious choice to do that. That's just something that I do, and I really respond to people who are really keen to learn and keen to work and keen to work hard, and Annie just like checked every single box when she came through.
She does. She is such a hard worker. I have worker guilt sometimes where I don't feel like I'm pulling my weight because she's up till the middle of the night doing videos, podcasts and all the social stuff that it's not worth actually me trying to do because she actually tells me I do it wrong. So I just let her go with that. Hey, what was your thought, or did you have any thoughts when the two of us were put together a year ago to go on air live?
I kind of wish I had a funny answer here, but the thought I had was I think those two are going to be a great pairing. Like, I think they both work really hard. I think they're both going to do an awesome job. So I was really happy because I knew Annie was looking for somebody to jump in and do a show with.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of anyone who was the right person to fit in with Annie and fit that style.
Because she's so difficult to work with.
True, yeah. No, she's tough. She's hard work.
Oh, man. No, she's amazing. I love it a bit.
No, she's, yeah, incredibly easy to work with. But, you know, there's it's a specific style. A comedian coming in and doing a radio show, there's often, like, this expectation that they'll just be awesome right away. And that's not always the case. And you need someone who's going to allow that person to sort of shine, to spread their wings, but still be able to get in their own fun when they can and still be a great contributor to the show. And yeah. that's a really hard role to take. So when I believe it's Rachel put the two of you together and I heard that, I was like, yeah, perfect. This is going to be amazing. Wow. Two hard workers and they're both going to take two completely different roles. I hope they just settle into each of those roles and they both don't try and do each other's roles.
One of the things I wonder, you know, we're 1 year since being on air. Where do you reckon, or where would you like to see us in another 12 months' time?
12 months' time. You know, I could see if you guys work really, really hard, put it together, I could see you guys having your own YouTube page. You definitely could do that. That's totally, you're all over that.
Oh, do I have to be in front of a camera, or can it just be voice? I don't have the bod for camera, mate.
Look, we'll get you the brown paper bag that covers your entire body as well. Then I think you guys will be smashing it out. But no, in sincerity, I think if you keep it up, keep going where you are, I think the sky is genuinely the limit. I could see you on a prominent position in Joy. I could see you in a prominent position at any radio station. I think you'd give any breakfast or drive team a run for their money at the moment.
Thank you. That's really lovely. I won't let the other Joysters hear that. It's interesting because when I think about radio, in the last couple of weeks, in a 5-day period, Annie Louie was on Joy, she was on Triple R, and she was on ABC Melbourne Radio. Three radio stations in 1 week, and she made the comment, "I didn't get paid for a single one of them."
To that I say, welcome to radio.
So true. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to me. Would you like to send a message to Annie? Because she is going to hear this. I'm playing it for her.
Just, I guess, just to both of you, just keep up the good work. Just keep soldiering on. I know it can be a grind waking up that early, especially when you're doing it every day. At some point, you really just, I don't know about you, you're a morning person.
I love mornings. Love
yeah,
them.
Okay. I'm not a morning person by any stretch, and I never got used to it. I was never able to adjust to waking up that early. I always went to bed too late. It's a hard gig. It's a tough gig, and it doesn't end when the show ends either, which is the thing that a lot of people think when they're listening. They think end of show time comes, you guys just pack it up, head straight home.
I wish.
You don't think about it. You just rock up the next day. You just make it all up as you go. But there's lots of planning, lots of hard work in this kind of stuff, and I think that shows in the product that you guys put to air every week, every day rather. Yeah, just keep it up. It's hard.
Thank you.
It'll weigh on you at some point.
That's when we call you. That's when we call you. Jack, help! No, thank you so much for taking the time. And again, from both of us, I know I can speak on behalf of Annie, all of your support, coaching, mentoring, and just helping us do better is so, so appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, that is lovely.
Our
former
Jack
employee and mentor. Oh, that was so... That rivals the recorder experience. You gave me an experience there too.
Yep.
It's so nice to hear people actually, you know, telling you what they think, because often it's all in our heads. We're like, I don't know if that anyone's liking this, or I don't know if we're doing a good job, but...
I thought I was pretty clear on the recorder.
What do you mean?
Your low Ds, you weren't sealing on your low Ds and you were kind of a little off time.
Yeah, but no, we have settled into our roles. You know, you nail the panelling. I'm just here freeloading. So, I mean...
You are not. That is not true.
Up early with Annie and Ando, we have switched sides in the studio.
What are you up to?
I'm on the DJ desk now. Waka wow.
Oh, I've got the recorder, but it's got spittle dripping out the bottom. You need to clean your
stay
recorder.
Stay COVID safe.
This is also your once a year present. You're never going to get this again until
know.
The next
time. Ooh, I could do anything. I could press absolutely anything. What's this big red button do? No, I'll stay away from that. Because
that's actually the for the Ben and Gabe's chopper. It actually starts the engines on their chopper when Ben and Gabe do the news.
Yes, yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, I want to play you some bloopers because we've had a few moments on air in the last...
Isn't every show a blooper?
One long blooper. It's been going for a whole year.
Yeah.
So we have minor ones like this.
Get up with Annie and Ando only on Joy.
We're talking neighbourhood.
Ooh, sorry. When we talk over each other and we haven't coordinated who's talking. But I want to take us back to our first show as Up Early when I invited a friend on and I thought she would be great.
God.
And she's a lovely person.
She is definitely. She didn't realise how she sounded. So when I sent her the clip, she went, oh, I'm so sorry.
Morning, Simone.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well slept, you know, my neck supported. I feel good.
Good linen's expensive, isn't it? But we're very divided here in the studio about pillows. Annie has one on a bed and I have seven.
Yeah, I got six. You know,
what six?
Six.
Would you leave two for when you're sleeping?
I guess so. I don't know.
Are you sleeping now? Did I say that on air?
You did. You said it on air. And I feel like when the conversation's gone stale, when you're just repeating each other over and over.
Yes.
Yeah, I got six. You know.
Six.
Six.
You know.
Six.
Six.
You know.
Six.
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 Oh, dear.
Then there was a time I failed to show up to work.
Oh. It's just gone 6 o'clock on your Wednesday morning. 7 degrees in Melbourne with a forecast top of 11. This is Annie and Ando for you up early.
But where's Annie?
Every day from 6 a.m. Today, you know what? We're talking deliveries.
I tried hard. I was praying you'd walk in the door.
Sweating bullets.
Listen to you repeating yourself.
Or you can slide into our Instagram, Annie and Ando, DM us and let us know what happened to your delivery. We've got some cracking stories and we are trying to get in touch with a real life post.
More like trying to get in touch with Annie,
Lily. You're on Joy.
I was staring at that lift through the window, studio window. I was staring, waiting for that light to go ding. So, oh, there she is. And I'm like, I'm just dragging it out.
And you even had to call in some support from Judd.
You know that I'm feeling a little rattled this morning.
I can tell you're a little bit rattled.
I've made, as I always do, at 10 minutes to 6, I make Annie Louie a cup of coffee and I sit it there ready for her to come in. And she's not turned up.
But I like to think there's a burning orphanage that she saw on the way over that she had to put out a fire or something. I only think the best of Annie. There's a cat stuck up a tree that she had to rescue. Something's going on.
It'll be a humanitarian
cause. Needed her help.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Truth was... No, just slept in.
And I loved when you text me at about 20 past 6 saying, I turned my alarm off in my sleep. Do you want me to come in? Like, I would have been on the white. You don't ask that question.
Oh,
just
sorry
get
about
your
that.
Backside here now.
This one was a favourite one as well, where in the same day, that same curse day, I brought another friend on as
curse
a postie. And he ended up.
He was
not,
friends of that sleepy lady.
He couldn't understand any of my questions for some bizarre reason. You know when you play a video game, you choose a character and then you might have a vehicle to go with it. Is the bike your choice of vehicle? Because I see them getting around in all sorts of things.
Is he there? Yeah, what kind of bike?
What kind of bike?
Yeah.
What's a quick thing to do when you receive a wrong delivery? It's not for you, but you really like what's potentially inside.
Hmm. I do wonder what it's like to get the wrong delivery.
God bless you, Ando. God bless you for that.
Far out, we've got some talent.
Do you talk to us about dogs? Do you like them?
Oh, look, I got to say, I'm not one for dogs.
I did not edit any of the silences in that, but that's it for us. Early for another show.
Back with you tomorrow morning. It is the 100th bag of chips in Ando's Chip Challenge. We at Annie Louie will be tasting through it. We have some real special chipperula, chipola, chip.
Yes,
chip. It's
get
chip
excited.
Everything.
See you then.
Not a morning person. Catch the Annie and Ando podcast wherever you get your podcasts.